מכל מקום מתוך שמועים של האחר. ואני כנס הרמב״ם מסתף סימן זה, שכל זה שמור ונילואים כבנוקה, מכיר את פעם אחס, חזרס לבסטו, אף מנהלי בזמן בסטו, וכל שמור חדים ממקים, ואו גם כאן עם דבר הרמב״ם, וכן תאים על השכנור שכל ספקן, גם בהפסיקו, בהקים חוק רביבס ועם הבסט. ובחד עשה, it's in both cases, in the case of three שינויים, and in the case of הפסיקו, דגים ראינס, והקים חוק רביבס ועם הבסט הורישי. So it's mashma that even in the case of if Siko Lina Sholeshen is, when does she revert back to the old Veset? Only if she assumes, if there is a Riyaz Dam, Bihima Veset Orishin. So the Shach says, what does it mean Bihima Veset Orishin? Ma Veset Orishin. So in the case of Rishin Uyim, the last Riyah was Anir Lamed Aleph, so she revives the old Veset of Chov, only if she has a Riyah on the 20th verse of the Riyah of Yom Dalet. But in the case of if Sikol Mir Sholeshen is, so she revives the old Veset only if there are two Riyahs. One Riyah that takes place any time, and then another Riyah on the 20th verse of that Riyah. So then the old Veset of Chof is revived. This is how the Shach explains it, because the Shach holds that three omissions constitute an inchoate akire. But the tashit is, the three omissions don't constitute any akire. She just doesn't have to be chisheshes, that's all. All right. Now, Simen Kuf Tzadik. Now, in Simen Kuf Tzadik, we're not going over any shachs and taz inside. Any important shachs and taz, so I'll mention it, I'll pay, but not inside. Now, the whole Siman of Kuf Tzadik is based upon two blood gemara. Daf, the beginning of Perik Horei Kesem al Soho, that's the Afnuzayim Beis, up to the end of the Perek. It's a small Perek. It's two blocks. And then there is also some aloches are mentioned in Perek Oisho Oisho. I mean, the Mishnayos, it's really, I mean, you'll have to go over the whole Perek of Horei Kesem, which is only two blocks, and the Mishnayos of all the Mishnayos of Oisho Shoresu Tzachar. All right, now. But primarily, the whole scene of Kuf Tzadik is based upon the two blood gemore of Orei Kesem, or Psor. Now, Dvar Teiro, in Oisho Mitamu Reasor Rebailo, Ache Targish, Sheyum Tzidam Psor, now, Sheyum Menshin to Agoshes, the Sheni mentioned two agoshes. One agoshe that the Rambam mentions is the agoshe of this Dazo Evreo. And then other Sheni mentioned another agoshe of Niftach Mikero. That's all. The Sheni don't mention a third agoshe. The word, and the Behude was Mechadesh, that there is a third agoshe Midraise that is of significance, Midraise. And that is if she feels that there is something zov bipsor. She feels that there is something dripping inside. This kind of agoshe is also agoshe d'raisi. But there are a number of poskim who are chilik on this agoshe because this is a new aloche, no rishin mentions it. The other two agoshe is so rishin mentioned, all the rishin mentioned. The Rambam is the one who mentions only his Dazo Evreo, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam rejects the other Agoshe, because the other Agoshe mentioned also the Agoshe of Niftach Mikero. But Dobo Zo, no one mentions, but Nibihute is Mechadish. All right. So most poskim, I mean, Achilik, disagree with the Nibihute Shite, that the Agoshe of Dobo Lach Zov inside is considered agosh in the rice. Alright. So Dvar Tironi Shemitamu Lassol, Rabbi Lach Chitaragi, she is a Dame Psor. Rachomim goes, while Kesem, she needs a big book for you, big book there, she may, or Vassol, Rabbi Lo, Afilo, Lo, Yogisho. So midrabbanon, if a woman finds a kesem on her flesh, on her goof, or on her garment, so even though she's not cognizant of any hakoshe, she's still a sore by it, and she's tnei. Now, nido has two aspects with raisa. A nido de raisa has two aspects. First of all, it has the aspect of tume. In other words, a nido is nava tume. A nido is nava tume. And if a nido touches someone, so he becomes originally tume. Hamishka v'meisha of a nido is also nava tume. That's one aspect of nido. Then nido has an aspect of isa. She's a soul of Bible, there is an isa chorus. There is an isa chorus. So the takone of ksomim also implies both things, also has both aspects. Kol mitikin rabon and kinder reise tikin. So just as a nida mid reise has both the aspect of tum and the aspect of isa, so the nida mid rabonon of ksomim without agoshe also has both aspects. So she's neyo vasur v'bayla v'lo yogisho v'afil bot v'atzmo u'motzoteiro. So she's still in need of midrabanon. Utzricho hefsektayre, she tivtikatzmo, vitimtzoteiro, vahakein tivne shivanikim, chutz miyei hamitzio, kilro asovada. In other words, so the chidesh is, what does the Mechaba tell us? That because actually, midraise, so if a woman has her period in a normal way, so then she does not have to count Zayniki. Only when does she have to count Zayniki? If she has a flow of dam on three successive days, shaloi based in dosa, in the Yudal of Yem, shedanidah v'nidah. But because of takonas rebbe b'sodei and takonas rebzeire, so every woman who sees dam, whether it's in midah or in mezive, whether it's 3 days in succession, or just one day, just one riyaz dam, kecharavu, even less than kecharavu. So she has a status of izovik deile, and she has to count zaynikin. So one could argue that in case where a woman has just a kesem, since even if she had the real flow, midraisa, she wouldn't have to count zaynikin, she would have only to count 7 days, clean or unclean, doesn't make any difference. So, but mitzata konesreb bebisodis and mitzata konesreb zeire. So, when a woman sees dam once, even though she knows that it's yemenido, it's not yemizivo. So she has to be treated like he's of a deila, and she has to count zanikim. So that's only if she has a real flow of dam with agosh. Mashein kein, if she has just the kesem, and the kesem itself is in rabban. So perhaps midrabanon, if she has a kesem b'meinido, not b'meizivo, so then she shouldn't have to count zaynikim, just to count 7 days, and without dikes, enido doesn't have to make dikes. So kamashu no, I mean there is no one israeli. That again, kol d'tikin rabanon kin reise tikin, so they applied all other rabbanons to kesem too. So in other words, just as in regard to a real riyas dam, so midrabanon, she has to be treated like he's on a daily. So if she has a kesem, she also has to have a din of his on a daily on the basis of the kesem, not of a nido. Mimela, she has to make hefsek taren, she has to make b'dikes every day of the zayniki. This is what he said. ואפילו בוט כעצמו מוצא תאירו, הוא צריך להפסק תאירו, שזה נקרא עצמו מוצא תאירו. והקים תים נשים הנקיים, חוז מי ממציא, כי הוא רואה עשר ועדה. ואם יוגיש או שנפתח מקירו, להצידם, הוא בוט כוח הקים ולא ימוצא פלום, יש מי שאימר שיתמאיו. Now, so the Mechaba says, suppose שיש הגושה, that נפתח מקירו. שיש הגושה, but then she makes it because she doesn't find anything. So yesh misheim meyer sheitmei, because the fact that she had argoshe, that in itself indicates that there was a discharge of a drop of dam from the mokeh into the bisachitz. How is it that she doesn't detect it when she puts in a piece of cloth? The answer is, it might have been very slight. So Mele, that drop or droplet of blood that emerged from the Mokir into the Beis Achritzen, so dried up and it cannot be detected. So Mele she does so. So, but many poskim say, I don't think that anybody can chilek on that, that that is only if it's Yergisha Shemiftach Mikeiro, Lehitzi Dam, Ubotka Hakim Lumotzaklum, neither red nor yellow. But suppose it's Yergisha Shemiftach Mikeiro, Lehitzi Dam, Ubotka Hakim, and then on the piece of cloth she finds a spot that is yellow, so Mele, then she's with Teres Lebailo. Because then we say that the reason is why it's Niftach Mikeiro, because she had this discharge. But this discharge, even though it was coupled with Dargoshe, does not make her into a needle. Only in Mare Odim or Mare Shochet. All right. Loigos lo bitinei kez, shel yigiaz manu liris. Dehaine she yipchuso midveiz, afil yigio shli silas. Vechein afil hoi so yiseo midveiz. Im botkuo velo yivio bisayas. בין שיפסו לו, בין שיבו לו, ואפילו אם רואה סור כבר בספומים, אבו. So in other words, if she's a tenekis, in other words, she's prusa mil veis, or even if she is a veis, but she didn't produce the sirens, so then there is no aloch of ksomim. If she sees dam without goshe, so she does all the Bible. But if she finds a kesen without a goshe, so it rises she's not a needle anyway. So it's only because the Hakonis Chachomim. The Chachomim were not misaking ksomim vis-a-vis etinekis. Unless she already established, she had already 3 years, so then she doesn't even have the status of etinekis. Hoy so shifas. So in other words, so when does Tuxomim apply to Itinekes? Only if she had three rias. But suppose she didn't have 3 rias on 3 separate occasions, 3 separate times. But it was a long ria, but she was Mizalefes, Itinekes. So then she's not considered as a Deva yet. Hoy so she fast come yom. Hoy so hoy so mizalef estifa chativ lo yefsek. Eine yalo kiri achas. Ad she tafsek. Avo in post kom yad. Vichozro viroa so shomesh kromi. Afilu bi yimechot. Hari ze mozeket lo mikis mutam. In other words, that's now vis-a-vis it in a case, so there is no aloch of ksom. Unless she saw 3 times. So suppose she didn't see 3 times. But she had one long, very lasting rie that could be the equivalent of 3 years or even of 100 years. So she still is considered as a tenekis, and ksomim do not apply to it. These of ksomim do not apply to it. But suppose in the same day, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, she had a rie down, and then she stopped for 5 minutes. And then again she had another gizdam, and then she stopped for 5 minutes, and then again she had another gizdam. So there are 2 shittas, there's a machlokes shittah. So the Mechaber mentions both days. Avol im poskom yat v'chozro, v'ruah asos shorish pomim, afilo v'yimechot, harei ze mozeket b'domim, v'kis motomei. As long as there was a pause, and then she started to have the flow again, even though it happened all on the same day. But then there is another day. V'yeish m'sheimei sheim kis motomei alim kenu roa so dam shloi shovestes. So according to the shite, according to the Rambam shite. So in other words, that if every flow that emanates from one veset is considered mizalefes. I mean, then the Gemara says if she's mizalefes, so even if the flow can be the equivalent of 100 rias, so she still is to be considered as itinekis, and the Issa of Ksomim doesn't apply to her. But the Shittas Rambam is that any dam that emanates from the same veset is considered like mizalefes. So Memele, the Rambam is a Meikir. So Memele, not only if there was a pause and she had three rias on the same day, even, you know, usually when a woman has a period, so she has a flow of dam and then she stops, and the next day she'll again have a flow. And she'll stop again, and then the next day she'll again have a flow. But these flows, even though they have a pause, so are part and parcel of the same vessel. So even if they'll happen on different days, but as long as it's part and parcel of the same period, so Memele, she's still considered as a Gnekes. And the Issa of Ksomim doesn't apply. And the Ramo says, V'ish l'achmik is for Rishino, like Rashi, the Rashbo, the Tur, the Rosh, not like the Ramoshi. Alright. T'nei kesho yigi azmanu l'ireis, v'yiru asegim u'pomim, u'poskom l'ireis, shiu shol sheineis, שאם צדיק יאים חיזר את לקדמוסו וכיס מותויר עד שטל זה ותיר השולש פעמים. This really is expressive of the same הלוכה that was mentioned at the end of סימן קופקיטס. So we learned in סימן קופקיטס that it makes שלא יגיע הזמן על ירעיס. So, but if she, so she doesn't have to be חיששס. But if she had three riyas, so then she has the status of Evdeo. But even if she had the three riyas, but then she had this ascension of 90 days. And so after that, and then she resumed down, so she still is considered, in view of the fact that she had a cessation of 90 days, 3 times 30. So in Mele, it's a raya that this woman did not start having the period in a regular way. And that was just an aberration, the fact that she had 3 years. For raya, after having 3 years, she had a cessation for 90 days. So in Mele, even though after the cessation of 90 days, so she again had the Riyas Dam, she is still considered as a Tinekis. So, and she doesn't have to be Chesheshes with Vesto. So Memele, but the halacha is that the Tinekis, even though she had 3 Riyas, but if after the 3 Riyas she had a cessation of 90 days, so she reverts back to her old status of a Tinekis, so Memele, the Kesem, her Kesem, Bitoya. So the Tinekes shall be as Manu Livet was a Gimupon, Paskun Livet, Shio Shol Shemi, Shim Sadikei, Chizeres Lekad Mutsa, Mikis Matoi, Rashi Tarza, Mitira Shol Shpon. So it really is repetitive of the same aloha that he mentioned in Simen Kuf Pites. Lo Yigoz Lo HaKesem, Elim Ken Yishbei, Ki Kris Vyeit. Now, you'll have to go over this pairing of Farei Kesem, the two blood Gemara. This is a must. I mean, it's a very simple Gemara. I mean, no difficulties in that Gemara. But the halacha of Ksomim, the Chachamim were misakim. In view of the fact that Kesem, Tumas Ksomim is only Midrabanon, it's Midrabanon even if we are absolutely certain that it came from the Mokeh and that it is of menstrual origin. But if it emerged from the Mokeh without any argoshe, so then even if we know that it's of menstrual origin, so she's not in the midrash. That's the halacha. But midrabanon, so mele the chachomim were misakei that ksomim should aser only if it has a certain shear, if it has the size of a gris veit. Gris is a split bean, a bean. So, and plus, in other words, a little more than the size of a bean. A little more than the size of a bean. A little more than the size of a bean. But if it is less than the size of a bean, there's a machlekes amoroyim. All amoroyim agree that if it's less than the size of a bean, so then she's muteres levayim, and she's stable. Why? Because then it can be attributed Bisman Chazal, so the situation was such that Macheles Ikino was very abundant. Kinim were very abundant in beds, yamin, all over. So Mimele, Eve, the dam, and when a kino is crushed, so then there is dam. So Mimele, and that dam looks like menstrual dam. It looks the same way. So Mimele, it was very likely, Bisman Chazal, it was very likely that when a kesem was found on a garment, that this kesem was not the result of a slight flow, menstrual flow, but that this was the result of the crushing of a kino of a machiris. So the mele sins bisman atanoi. So it could be attributed a kesem of dam that is less than gris was attributable, was reasonably attributable to Macheles, to Dam Macheles. So Mele the Chachomim were misaking that a kesem doesn't make her into a nido if it's less than the size of gris. But it's not because of Tliya. In the Tam, the aluches of Tliya. So let's say if the woman works in the butcher shop, and then she finds dam on her garments, she doesn't become a surah bayah. Why? Because under these circumstances, it is reasonably attributable to her work, because she's misasekes in dam. So that has to be determined on the merits of the case. So if she works in the butcher shop, fine. If she doesn't work in the butcher shop, not. And suppose she works in the butcher shop, but she already changed the garments, she washed herself, and then she found the kesem of dam, so again she's asur lebayah. These are halachos of tliyos, where they are tailored. So in order to be tailored, so it must, under the circumstances of the specific case, it must be reasonably attributed. Of course, generally speaking, so whatever was reasonably attributable Bisman Chazal is reasonably attributable now, unless we know that the practice of the people changed. But generally, so whatever was reasonably attributable Bisman Chazal is reasonably attributable to some foreign source today too, unless we know that the situation is different. It's not Chas V'Sholem that the din differs, because the din is based upon the mitzvahs. So these are halachos where we are tailored. Masha'im came, if the kesem is less than a gris, or if the kesem is on godim tzvuyim, so there it's not a halacha of being tailored. Then we take a svada. Let's say, if a woman finds a kesem on her garments, let's say, on her dress, and she works in the butcher shop, so then we say she's Mutaras Lebailo, even though the kesem is a big kesem, much more than the size of Igris. So there, when we declare her Teor, so it's not Mutaras Vadai Teor, it's Mutaras Sofik, because we are Teor. Since he's the Rabbanon, we do not have to be absolutely certain. So as long as there is a reasonably attributable circumstance, so we are tailoring it. So it's bitirasofik that we say she is muteres, because we presume that bimtzias it didn't emanate from the mokea, this kesem of dam, it emanated from a foreign source, because of the work, because of the off of the behemoth, she's a sukkah, she's engaged in a butchasha. She was a sukkah with dam tzipe, or she played, let's say, with dam tzipe. So then, if the woman found a kesem on her garments, and then she has a mako in that area, on her goof, let's say, near her thighs, so she has a marker. So the male, we say she's Mutaras Lebailo. Why? So we say she's Mutaras Lebailo, not Mutaras Vada, but Mutaras Sofik. When we say she's Mutaras Lebailo on the basis of Tliye, Bitirasofik, it means we take it for granted that this dam did not emanate from the Mokir, but it emanated from a foreign source, either a Mako or Dam Tzipe or whatever. Masheike, if a woman finds a kesem am godim tzui, so the Chachomim didn't want misaki the takone of ksomim am godim tzui. Why? Because many times and beget shavua, it's hard to determine red. Many times, it doesn't mean all the time. Let's say, why shouldn't you be able to determine red and beget shavua green? Let's say if the garment is green or blue, and then you certainly could detect something that is red. But many times, if there isn't such a contrast in the colors, so I'm going to swim, it will be difficult to detect red. So Mimele the Chachomim at the very outset, when they enacted the Takone of Ksomim, so they excluded Godin Tzvuyim from the Takone of Ksomim. So Mimele, so there it's not on the basis of Tliyeh. There it's Viteras Vadai. Even if Klav Ishmael is Galye, that it did emanate from the Mokeh. But since the Kese is an Ibeget Zavua and there was no Argoshe, so the Chachomim didn't apply this Issa Nidem with the Rabbonon where there was no Argoshe. So it's Bitiras Vadai. And the Raya that it's Bitiras Vadai is the fact that the Ramo, I mean, it's mentioned by Menah Rishayim, the Ramo says in Sif Yud, Lefichoch Tilbasho Yisho Bipi Tziveinim, in other words, she's allowed to put on colored undergarments in order to spare herself from any problems. Now the question is, if it had been, so if we say that the Chachomim B'Teras Vadai were mitaye, ksomim that are godim tzvui, if we say, so then we understand as to why the Ramo gives that answer. But if it's not Muteres Vadai, but the reason is why I'm Godim Tzvuim, she's Muteres, because we presume that it's not really red, because I'm Godim Tzvuim, so the apparent Mare is very deceptive, might be misleading. Why misleading? So in other words, since we're not sure, it's a question of Rabbanon, so we take it for granted. It's not red. So how could the Ramo say, given Eitze, I mean, for the Isha to be lavish, begin Godim Tzvuim, that would be an amumies, I mean, would be a trick to avoid the Surim Chas V'Sholem. I mean, that's impossible. The fact that Ramo says, he mentions that Eitze, Lefichoch Tilba Asho Isha, Bidli Tzveinim Kila Atzilo Miksomim, indicates, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Godim Tzvuim are excluded from the Takone of Ksomim. So even if it's Klav Ishmael Galye, even if it's objectively true that it did emanate from the Mokeh, she is still Muteres Lebailo before the Chachomim or Misaki Ksomim. So suppose a woman knows that she had a discharge from the Mokeh, and it's red, it's real down, but she had no Argoshe. Would she be Asur Lebailo? Of course not. But the Chachomim gave her a dinido, even though it originated, this Riyah originated without Hagoshi. But there are certain things that the Chachomim excluded from the Takone of Ksomim. So mainly it's not Bitiras Tliyo and Bitiras Sofik, because we take for granted, we don't have to be Cheshesh in as much as it is Rabbonon. It is Bitiras Vadai. Even if you will know, even if we'll know, let's say, suppose, and the same thing, what is true of Ksomim and Godim Tzvuim is true of Ksomim that are less than Shield Ris. There too. True. Why the Chachomim Misake that the Kesem only answers if it is Kishio grisly ate, but if it's less than gris, not, because in the time of the Tanoim, so a kesel less than gris was reasonably attributable to machiz. So that was the reason. So because of the mitzias in the days of the Tanoim, the Chachomim excluded a kesel less than a gris, than the size of a gris, from the takone of Ksonim. So the Meile, even today, the sanitary conditions are such that if a woman finds a dam on her garments, it's not reasonably attributable to a kino. It's not, I mean, because kino is not motzo today. Only lately, I mean, there were in the schools, there was an epidemic. But like this, in Chicago, there was an epidemic. But like this, a kino is not motzo. So then, if the whole aloha of ksomi had been based upon the concept of trio, we are tailoring, justice, we are tailoring in case the woman works in a butcher shop, in case a woman has a mako near her thigh, so if the aloha of less than gris had been based upon this concept of trio, so today, every kesen should make the woman a needle, even if it's less than a gris. Because the whole reason is because we take it for granted, it didn't emanate from the mokel, it emanated from the crushing of the machiles. But today, machiles is not motzo b'nei. The answer is, I mean, no one will pass me that today, that the kesen less than the size of the gris makes her a nidoch. No one will pass like that. The answer is, because there are many rayas that a kesel less than a gris, so b'teres vaday does not make her tinyo. The reason the chachomim were misakim, when they were misakim the takone of ksomim, they said that ksomim is only shayach if it's abodim livonim and if it's kigris veit. But if it's less than a gris, there is no halacha of ksomim. Why would the chachomim misakim that way? So the reason is because bizmaneim, bizmanat anoyim, a kesem less than a gris was reasonably attributable to a machiles. Today, the situation, so the sanitary conditions changed, and it's not reasonably attributable to a machiles, but since the chachomim, we cannot make out tachones. The Tanoim were able to make takones. We cannot make any new takones. So since the Chachomim excluded from the takone of Ksomi a kesem that is on God in Tzvuim, or a kesem that is less than a gris, so mainly even now, when it's not reasonably attributable to a machiles, she's still mutaris. And the raya, I mean, there are many rayas, but the best raya is, because now, there are more paskins, we'll see it in Sif Kuf Tzadik Vov. Now, we already had in the Ramor, in Simen Kuf Pizayin, so we had the aloche in the Ramor, that if a woman, let's say, has a make, if a woman has a make now, so bishas vesto, if she has a rias down bishas vesto, we cannot be tailored in a kosher. But if instead of a real rias down, so bishas vesto, she only finds a kesem on her garments, so then we can be tailored, be vesto, we can be tailored even bishas vesto. Why? This is what the Ramos says. You see me for design. Now go in and see fail. Uksomim telem. Picholi. Umikomo ke mishasvesto milamedim lamedim. Eine telem makoso. Dim loike lo itam leilo. Uksomim telem bo picholi. In other words, if she has a mak in the close area, And then she found the Kesem and her undergarments, even though it's just Vesta. So we take it for granted that this Kesem emanated from the body. Why? Because Ksome is Mirabo. So we are Teo. So the Ramo says in Simon Kuftzalik Vov that when can we be Teile? When can we be Teile Bishas Vesta? When she didn't see Dam yet. But if she already saw Dam, even though she already started to count Zayinikin, but if it's within the first 3 days of the Zayinikin, so then it's very likely to have a Rias Dam, even though she already made Efsek Tare and she found herself clean, but if it's only the first 3 days of the Zayinikin, so then it's more likely to have a Rias Dam in the first 3 days of the Zayinikin. So Mimele, then she cannot be taken. So that means, so in other words, even if she has a market, or even if the woman, let's say, works in a butcher shop, and even if she works in a butcher shop, and then she found the kesem on her undergarment, and but if it's the first 3 days of the Zayinikin, she cannot be taken. So that's a halacha. When it's a question of clear, when we say she's tayor because we attribute it to a reasonably attributable circumstance, but in the first 3 days of the Zayinikin, there is no halacha of kliya, of being tayor, of attributing it to this isaskes or to the maki or whatever the circumstance is. But suppose a woman in the first 3 days of the Zayinikin finds a kesed, I'm going to swim, or a woman finds in the first 3 days of the Zayinikin, she finds the kesem that is less than the size of a grease, so then she doesn't have to start counting Zayinikin again. And she's Muteras Lebayro without counting new Zayinikin. Why? Because this is not based upon Kriya. This was excluded from Takone. Even though when the Takone was enacted, so the reason as to why the Chachomim excluded a grease less than, a kesem less than the size of a grease, and the kesem I'm going to win from the Takone, from the Issa of Ksomim, was because in those days, in the Zmanat Anoim, when the Takone of Ksomim was enacted, so Machiles was a reasonably attributable circumstance. That's in the background of the Takone. But the Takone's Chachomim was that there is no Issa Ksomim and a Kesem less than a Grease. The Takone's Chachomim was there is no Issa Ksomim and a Kesem I'm going to. That is a double portion. All right. Now, so this. There is a machlekes in the Gemara between two Amoroi in Peri Korei Kesem. One Amira says that only if it's less than a grease, but if it has the size of a grease exactly, so then she's a soul Bible. And another Mandoma says, even if it has the size of a grease exactly, as long as it's not more than the size of a grease, so she meters the Bible. Alright. No, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Sifei. We go to our kesem, and we can be kidris weight. Vishir agrisu, kitesadosh, gimlaugim. Vishir adosho, so here it's written, Chovdalet Cyrus. But the Shach points out that it's a Torah Sefer. It's not Chov Dalet Zayres, it's Kei Dalet Zayres. But somebody put in one of the typesetters, so he saw a Chov and a Dalet. So he put in this abbreviation. He thought that it's Chov Dalet, but actually the Mechaber didn't mean Chov Dalet. He means Vishio Radosho Kei Dalet Zayas, approximately four sayas. שהו למד ווף סיילס, שהו למד ווף סיילס, in other words, 9 times 4, so is 36, כמו שאין קוויז בגוף שלו, וכל זמן, I mean, we pass that that if the kesem is less than the size of the dime, so then she is mutaras habayla. That's the way it passes. V'chol zman she'im beikoze ashiu onu teilin leima adam kino aval pi shalui hogo kino. But onu teilin, even though the mechaba uses the lotion onu teilin, but it doesn't mean that now today we are teilin. In the background, in the time of the takone, so it's because of clear, because that's the reason as to why the Chachomim excluded a kesem less than a grease from the takone. But it's b'teras vada, it's not b'teras vada. V'chol zman she'im bo kezeh ashiyo onu teilin le'im adam kino. Av al pi sholiho bo kino. Av al kishi yeish be kozeh ashiyo ein teilin mikino. Beinu merubo, ein moruch, דם לא גריס יסבון מזה השיעור משאר בי. In other words, I mean, that's very strange. Now, why were the Chachomim Misaki? Why were the Chachomim Misaki that that it depends upon the size of the gris? Because Dam Achilles could not be more than the size of a gris, the size of a gris. So mele, so it shouldn't depend whether now we have a very large gris or not. What does it do with the size of the gris today? So why does he say, in other words, so it should depend upon the size of the gris, bisman chazal, not upon the size of the gris that is today, maybe today, the grease, the beans. Grease is a bean. So maybe the beans today are much larger. I mean, there could have been a change, a shinu, biteva, as far as the size of beans are concerned. So why should it depend? That's very strange. So the answer is because if, this is I think how some of the Isikinim explain it, because the Chachomim were misakel that if it is less than the gris we ate, so then it is muta. So why? Because it was attributable, it was reasonably attributable to a kino. So the mele, but if let's say the ordinary grease is smaller than that, but then we know of a grease that is much larger than the ordinary grease. So the mele, since ksomim is only mid rabbonon, so since ksomim is only mid rabbonon, so the mele we can relate. As a matter of fact, Gemara has a machlekes whether the size, the criterion is gris or gris weight. Oh, daf nuchesom beis. At kamo yitela, omar avune ki gris ein etela. Poches mi gris tela. V'rafchizda omar ki gris tela. Yesa mi gris ein etela. Now the Roshna Mishnah is, hogo machiles, הרי זה טיילה בו, עד כמה טיילה? רב חנין לנטינס אומר, עד כגריס של פור, ואף על פי שלא יהור. So the lotion is, עד כגריס. So the Gemara says, לא ימי בעד ועד בכלל כל מפני. רבונה סובה, רבונה, הוא says, that כגריס אין הטיילה, פוחס מגריס טיילה, עד ועד, עד ולא יד בכלל. ורב חיזה סובה, עד ועד בכלל. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara says no. Rav Chisda loch eima amloch biyal meim loch lichum ramrinon likul le amrinon. Vihochet kid rabavuye אומר רב אבויה, כל שיעורי חכמים, להחמיר חוץ מגריש של פסומים להוקר. So the Gemara says that actually we should say עד. So actually you should say עד ועד בכלל. But we shouldn't say but the reason is why actually we should say עד ולא יד בכלל. But the reason as to why Rav Chisda doesn't say here at v'lo yad b'chal is because since Ksonim is only Rabbonon, so melu yameik. So that's the reason as to why Rishenim say that he nizdamelo gris yeitze bodu mize ashiyo misharambe likule. In other words, suppose a certain keset is larger than the ordinary gris, but we know of a grease that is larger than this ordinary grease. And this kesem, while it's larger than the ordinary grease, but it's smaller than this large grease. So then we can be made. Why? Because in Ksomim, we are made. Hodi b'yilon shiure, bein b'kesem anim tzal haluko, bein b'kesem anim tzal pso. That's the shita of most Hashem. The Rashbo, the Raive, the Ramban. However, the Rambam Shita is that the whole shiur of Gris V'eit is only shayach, only applies to a kesem animtza labeget. But kesem animtza opsoro, so even without the shiur, so she's a sore by it. V'yei she'imuim, sh'loyomru el b'kesem animtza l'chaluko. אבל קסם הנמצא על פסורו בלבד, במקום משחי שישים להם, אין לו שיר. אין לו שיר. So in other words, that this halacha, that we can be tele in Macheles, is only shayach according to the Rambam, and קסם, that is נמצא לבגד. But if it's נמצא על פסורו, So she's a soul by law, even if the size of the kesem al pso is of a minimum. Is a minimum. Much less than trees. That's the Shita Rambam. Now we have to say, again, you see, that the Shita Rambam is that the Chachomim, when they were misaking Ksomim, So it's two separate takones of Ksomim. It's not the same takone, but two separate takones. One takone is a takone of Ksomim al Bigdo. So there the takone was that if it's less than a grease, so then she doesn't even become an Ido, even if Klapi Shmaya is Galia. Even if Kilap Ishmael is Galie, that it emanated from the Mokeh, So Mimele, why? Because it was relatively very likely for Dam less than Igris to be found on Godin, than to be found on the Goof. So Mimele, because of that, the Chachomim or Misakeh, because of that, the Chachomim excluded a kesem al bigdo less than igris from the takone. Masheim kein ligabe kesem that is nimtza al gufo, in view of the fact that it wasn't. So in Mele, relatively speaking, it's not likely that dam that is found on the goof should be a result of a crushed machines. But it's more likely, relatively speaking, that dam that is found on the garments should be a result of a crushed machines. So because of that, according to the Rambam, when the Chachomim הוא החכמים, הוא המסכים, הוא המסכים, את הכל האופקסומים, so they excluded a קסם הנבגת, less than Greece, from the הכל. Because in those days, it was a usual thing for a person to have dam on the bgodim, dam of imachiles on the bgodim. But it was, but they did not exclude from the takone of ksomim and the goof a kesem that is light, that is less than the size of it. All right, then it's just im hol the pish pish or ich hol ich tele bei at kitom is peu shnim min akit is now this thing is based upon clear mamish. If it's less than Greece, or it's somebody swim, so it's not based upon clear mamish. It's in the background, in the time of the takone, it's based upon clear. But now, it's she's muteres lebailo because the chachomim excluded a minimum kesed, less than Greece, from the takone. Mashen came, this alochim, hova pish peishel, licho reiche, tele biyad kitumes, that is based upon clear. אם אין בקסם, מבוקי מאחות כדריס ואית, אף על פי שיהיה שום. טיפין הרבה, סמוכים זה לזה, עד שניצב, יש בהם יסה בכדריס, יסתהיו, שעונו טיילים כל טיפו וטיפו בקינו, עד שהי בי כדריס, עד שהי בי כדריס ואית, במוקי מאחות. Now, again, from this הלוכה, the Gemara says that, that from this, but from this halacha itself, you can, well, that's not a raya bore, but there are other raya bores, but from this itself, you can be midayik, that the halacha, that if it's less than a degree, so it's not based upon clear, it's only in the time, it is based upon clear, in the time of the takone, but the chachomim excluded a minimum kesem from the takone of ksom. Because we see that suppose the kesem is kigris veis, even if it's very large. But suppose you have one kesem, one small kesem, and you have another kesem. Suppose you finally beg it. Every tip is done by itself is less than it is. But the sum total of all the tip is done is much more than it is. Might be even too greasy. So the alochi is mutaras labai. It's mutaras labai. Now, if it's not a braille bore, but from this itself you can also mimidayik. That less than Greece is toya, she is teiro, not because we take it for granted that this resulted from the crushing of the machiles. No, chachomi. In the time of the takone. So it's because of this reasonably attributable circumstance in the time of the takone. But that was the takone's chachomi. So if we say that the chachomi excluded from the isa of ksomi, a kesem less than Greece. So since you have three separate ksomim, it's not one big kesem, but it's three separate ksomim. They are very close to each other, but they're not in contact with each other, the three ksomim and the baguette. So you may understand, because each kesem is done by itself. But if you are going to say that the reason as to why she stay or even now is not that the Chachomim excluded it from the Takone of Ksomim, but because we simply attribute it presently to the presently reasonably attributable circumstance. So then, if you find one, let's say one Kesem less in Greece, then on the basis of probability, you can say that is a result. Let's say if the sanitary conditions are such that kines are abundant on the bgodim of people, So then it's very reasonable to assume that this one small kesel resulted from the crushing of Machelis. But if you find 10, and the sum total, the total size is 5 grace. But each one by itself is 1 grace. So it's not reasonable to assume that everything resulted from the crushing of Machelis. In other words, so there was a crushing not of one Machelis, there was a crushing of 5 Machelis. I mean, is that all right? That's also possible, but that's improbable. So why shouldn't we be tailor? All right, some even Rabbanon, but we are even in Rabbanon, we are not tailor in a remote possibility. We are only tailor in something that is very likely. That is very likely, not something that is very remote, just because it's possible. Everything is possible. But so the question is, why should we assume that? Why should we take for granted? The answer is no. It's not on the basis of three. But the Chachomim excluded it from the Takone. So the Leila, since the Takone's Chachomim was that only a Kesem that has the minimum size of Gris V'ei is Tom. A Kesem less than Gris V'ei is Toya. So here we have 3 different examines. Each kesem by itself is toya. So mele, the tziruv of the 3 together cannot make a tome, since each one by itself is tome. Is toya. All right. No. So this is our aim. Bikesem b'mokim echot. The main bikesem b'mokim echot is chris veid. Av al pi sheyeshom tipin harve smuchim zel hazeh. Actually, the tzalfon yesh b'em yesa mechigris is teil. Shon teiling again, he says. Shon teiling kol tipo v'tipo b'kino. Actually, hei bechigris v'eid b'mokim echot. I mean, that might tend to indicate that it's really, we assume, we take it for granted that each tipo, each kesem is a result of the crushing of a machiles. But we say that there were a number of kinos. So this tipo is a result of the crushing of one kino, and this kino is the result of the crushing of another kino. But if that is the pshat, so then the halacha should be that even if you have one big kesem that is 5, that has the size of 5 krisi, should also say, one pshat, just as here we anticipate the possibility that 5 kines came together and they were all crushed, and that resulted in the dam. So even when they are not separated, it's also possible. I mean, they came together and they crushed, and one kesem, they formed one kesem. Well, that is remote. That is just as remote. The answer is, it's not on the basis of prayer. But why does the Mechaber explain it that way? The answer is because every Takonis Chachomim, as I said, every Takonis Chachomim must have a reason as to the why, and every Takonis Chachomim must have a reason as to the how. So Teisa says, my Mitzvoshim is one of the 3 exceptions that has no time. It has no time. So Teisa's Rosh, they all say, it has a very good time in order to enable merchants to enact, to carry out business transactions. So otherwise, business transactions would be handicapped if not for the takone of my Shloshim. So it has a time. So Teisa says it has a time as to why the Chachomim are misaki, but it has no time as to how it is affected. So the implication being that except for these 3 takones, every other takone besides the time as to the why, here is a time as to the how, in order that Takonis Chachomim should not look like Chuchel Pulet. So in Mele, that's how he explains. If it hadn't been possible to be tailored, even in a remote way, let's say the case of 3 small Ksomim, the total of which is much more than a Gris, If there hadn't been any possibility, not even a remote possibility, so then the Chachomim wouldn't say. The Chachomim wouldn't say because of the fact that in the time of the Tanoim, so a kino was a reasonably, kines were abundant, and dam, machiles, was a reasonably attributable circumstance. So because of that, b'teras vadai, even in a situation where it's not a reasonably attributable circumstance, so a kesem shouldn't ask. The Chachomim wouldn't have said it. It's a good reason as to why the Chachomim should say loy plug likule. But it's a good reason as to why the Chachomim should say loy plug likule. A kesem less than a grace is toy. But it's a good reason as to why the Chachomim should be reciting that. But how? How can the Chachomim say it? It should, Takonas Chachomim shouldn't look like Chuche Pule. So the answer is, there is always a possibility, a remote possibility. There is always a possibility. And even today, there is a remote possibility. Why? It's not Shayach today that there should be a Kvosh Mechiles. So it happened that in all the day schools, in Ari Klaun, in Bisyakov, so many children were told to stay home for 2 weeks because there was an epidemic of lice in their hair. So it's possible. That shows that there is always a possibility. There is always a possibility. So Mimele, that explains as to why the Chachomim said Lutluv. If there hadn't been even a remote possibility, so then the Chachomim wouldn't say Lutluv. Because usually, Takonis Chachomim, besides of a tam as to the why, it also has a tam as to the how. So the Mechaber here is just explaining the how. But Al Pidin, it's doer because a kesem less than the size of a grease was excluded from the takone, from the Yisra of Tzom. All right. Now then he says, the Mechaber, v'yesh emrim, the hanem yile kishen nimtziu al chaluko, avo nimtziu al psoro, mitztarfiu lechigris leit. So there is a shite that the Torah mentions that when do we say that if you have three or four or five small ksonim, each one of which is less than a gris, but the total of which, the sum total of which is more than a gris, so she is teor, that is only if the three or four small ksonim were found on the begit. Mashein came if the three or four ksonim were found on a guf. So then it's mistaken from the gris v'yoi. Now look what the Shach says in Sif Yudgimel, the name of the Levush. The Hanemil, kishen nimtzu al chluk, avu nimtzu al psor, mistaken from the gris v'yoi. Now, in Sivov, the Mechaber mentioned 2 days. The sheet of most Hashemim, that the minimum size of the gris v'yoi applies to a kesem on the guf too. Then the sheet is Rambam, that the minimum of Kigris V'eid applies only to Ksomim and the Begit. But it doesn't apply to the Ksomim and the Guf. So he says, this Yeshemrim, because of Materazov, which all claim Rafi is for Yeshem the Leel, with a portion. Uchidis and Rashbo, with two of his Yos, and Shom. And nearly, he says, Dafka is for Yeshemo, Avu is for Achreino, Bilitzil of Tmeo Becholchu. So in other words, he doesn't contradict what the Terezov says. He says it's such a double portion. That Terezov says that this Yeshemrim can accord with the first Moshe. So he adds, of course it can accord with the first Moshe. But it can accord only in the first Moshe. It cannot accord with the second Moshe, because in the second Moshe, so why only if the sum total of the small ksomim is more than the gris v'yoid? Even one little tiny speck of dam on the goof, it makes a istam. So in other words, it necessarily accords with the first lush. So that means, so in other words, this shite that the Torah mentions is not based upon Hashiva Sarambam. Hashiva Sarambam is superfluous. Hashiva Sarambam. So any single kesem, a tiny little kesem on the roof, istam makes a tummy, makes a tummy. But even according to the shite of the other shite, who say that there is a minimum shiur, there is a minimum shiur, even in respect to goof, to a kesem on the goof, but there is still a difference between, a kesem on the goof and a kesem on the beget. Vis-a-vis kesem on the beget. So that's a Gemara Mefereshes. That even if you have five small ksom, the sum total of which, let's say, is four kesem, but each kesem by itself is less than kesem, so she is tail. But in respect to a kesem that is found on the goof, if you have just one small kesem, she is tail. But if you have five ksomim, even though each kesem by itself is smaller than the gris, but since the total sum total of the ksomim is more than gris v'eit, so she is asur. Now we have to understand that. So what's the pshat? Now, so as the shach says, the yesh emrim necessarily must accord with the Rosh Rishi, because according to Rosh Nachim, she is Rambam, it's superfluous. So that means, even according to the Shiti, that there is a minimum shiur legabe, a kesem on the goof, but a kesem on the goof is more homo, a kesem on the goof is more homo than a kesem on the beged, in regard to a case where you have a number of ksamim, each one, a number of small ksamim. What's the pshat? What's the hezbeh on the chit? So again, it has to be explained that way. Vis-a-vis ksamim on the beged, so then all rishonim agree that it's not on the basis of priya. The priya is only explanatory of the background of the takoni, of the term of the takoni. How is it that the chachomim excluded it from this takoni, even if it's not reasonably attributable? So it should look like chochet lole. So the answer is no, it doesn't look like chochet lole, because there is always a possibility that it's a result of a machilas. And even under the best sanitary conditions, that possibility is not excluded. It's not excluded, it's not probable, but it's not excluded. So the clear that the Rishonim mentioned is explanatory of the term of the takone. But that was a takone. That was a takone that ksomim less than gris v'eid do not come within the isa of ksom, within takone of ksom. So between a swada it's table, even if we'll know beyond the shadow of the doubt that it emanated from the Mokeh, so still between a swada is. Why did Chachomim exclude ksomim and godim from the isa of ksomim if it's less than gris? Because in the time of the Tanoim, so dam machiles and the godim was so abundant, so mimele the Chachomim said little. That's only in regard to the kesem on the beged. The Chachomim said little. Masha'im came in regard to the kesem on the goof. These yeshemim hold. Even so, the Chachomim said that in view of the circumstances in those days, and even the days of Rishonim, I mean, today is different. I remember when I was a little child in Warsaw, so I remember there were so many children who had lice in their hair. I mean, so many children, it was very abundant. Today, fortunately, I mean, this evil doesn't exist. Let's hope that it will not exist anymore. But in the time of the Tanoim, and in the time of the Rishonim, and until, I mean, I would say, I don't know when it changed in the United States, but I read, I mean, that 50 years ago in the United States, it was very abundant. The kinim were very abundant. So the Yeshemrim hold that there is a difference. In respect to Ksomim Amgodim, the Chachomim excluded a kesem less than 3 sviyot from the Isar Ksomim. In respect to Ksomim Am, the Guf of Ishor, so they didn't exclude it from the Takone. But they said, in view of the circumstances, if it's less than 3 sviyot, so it is reasonably attributable to Dam Acheres. Just as the Mishnah says that if she was in Sekes in Butcher Shop, so, and then she found the kesem on her garment, so she's Mutaris. Why? Not that the Chachomim stipulated that the kesem on a butcher woman, Zbeged, is excluded. Chas v'sholem, there was no distinction made between a kesem on the beged of a butcher woman or some other woman. It just, because according to the mitzies, it was reasonably attributable. There is a reasonably attributable circumstance. So mele vis-a-vis godim, the yeshemim hold, the chachomim excluded the small kesem from the takoni. Vis-a-vis guf for insho, the chachomim did not exclude a small kesem from the takoni. But they just said that if it's a small kesem, so in no likelihood, in no probability, it is the result. It is the result of damacheles. Of damacheles. So Mele, when is a child to say that in all probability is the result of damacheles? If it's a question of one macheles, and we have to consider, is it a result of a menstrual, of a slight menstrual flow, or it's a result of the crushing of one macheles? But in the case where you have 5 smokes on it, so then the alternatives are either a slight menstrual flow, a very mild, faint menstrual flow, or the crushing of 5 different machiles. That's relatively remote. So in such a case, we cannot. It's not a reasonably attributable circumstance. So in Hanami, according to the Yeshayim, today, so even according to the Rambam, so if a woman found a mashu kesem, on her goof, so in all times, even bismanat anoyim, so she was assaulted by it. But according to Yeshayim, bismanat anoyim, if she found the kesem, on her goof, a small kesem, less than 3 sviyot, so then she was mitaris. But today, where the sanitary conditions are such that dam achilles is a highly remote thing, some mele, even according to the yeshem, it should be aso. But if it's found on the beged, so even today, according to everybody, she's mitaris, because in respect to godin, a small kesem was excluded from the tak, from the isar of something. Kesem anim tzal pso shuor kiretzuo oyogu oisho im tipin tipin oisho ha kesem avich avirecho oisho yunire kilu mimatum vimailo hoilu vihuch gilege bistufo tmeyo vineimrim ilu notak naguf lo hoyo koze kesem shenim tzal dobo shenim kabutume lo yigozru. Now something else that the Chachomim excluded from the Takon of Ksamim. And again, you see, there are certain things, you see, I think that there are all the halachos mentioned, starting Sif Yud Alef, are based upon Priya Mamash. Let's say, in other words, if she has a makeh, so it all depends where she has the makeh, whether the makeh is in the closed area of the goof, or the makeh, let's say, is in the back, so then you couldn't attribute it this kesem to the market that is in the back, not in the back, unless she has a certain kind of a garment that revolves some mele, it could be attributed. So all the halachas that the Mechaber will mention, with starting with Sifri Dalev, are based upon Kliya Mamash. Masha'ikin, but there are three halachas that are not based upon Kliya Mamash. And if you, even though you'll find the Rishenim in the Poskim, the explanation that is expressive of Kliya, so that's only explanatory of the Tam, why the Chachonim excluded it from the Konim. So there are three. There are three Ksomim that were excluded from the Issa of Ksomim. One is if it doesn't have the minimum size, less than a gris. The other one is if it's a Godin Tzvuim. And the third situation where it doesn't come within the Issa of Ksomim. Where it doesn't come with the list of Ksomim, is Dobo Sheine Mikabu Tume. Kesem Shenimtso al Dobo Sheine Mikabu Tume. Loi Gozo. Keitzat. Botko Kakaeo. Oi Besa Kise Sheine Mikabu Tume. Oi Kodobo, that's mentioned in the Gemara there, at the beginning of Avei Kesem Bipso. Keitzat. Botko Kakaeo, Oi Besa Kise, Oi Besa Kise Sheine Mikabu Tume. Oi Kodobo Sheine Mikabu Tume, Vyoshwolo. ומוצא בקסם, וכן קסם שנמצא בגד צבועת אירו. So there is another case where it's not based upon Kliya Mamash. It's not based upon Kliya Mamash. But it was taken out from the Iselfzah. That is, דובה שנמצא אותו. And also שנמצא בגד צבוע. So he stayed. לפיכוך, תלבש או אישו בלי ציוונים, כדי להציל המקסון. אז אתה קונה. So that's the best raya, that it's not on the basis of Kliya Mamash, because חס ושולם, if it had been on the basis of Kliya Mamash, חס ושולם, that Ramo or anyone should say, should give us an advice, I mean, you know, in order to deceive ourselves. I mean, on the contrary, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. Would the Ramo say that an Eitze, would the Ramo mention an Eitze to a woman that, let's say, that she can get a job in a butcher shop, so then she'll never become a Suro on account of Ksom, because she'll always be working in a butcher shop. I mean, that would be a very shrewd and sly the Eitze. I mean, on the contrary, I mean, you have to be Cheshish for Yisroel. It's all right, Tzvik Rabon Likule, but to put yourself in a position to say it will always be Sofik, Chas V'Sholem. But here, the Ramo says, it's an Eitze, Til Basho Yisho Bili Tzveinim, Tlatzim HaMiksonim, because it will not be, it's not that we are deceiving ourselves. There is no Yisa of Ksom. Now, the Dogel Mevovo raises a certain point. And this Ramon, he says, in regard to Kodim Tzvuim, because there is a Shittas of Rishayim, three Rishayim say that this Halochim, that on Kodim Tzvuim, there is no Din of Ksomim, only applies to Taras. But in by law, there is a Din of Ksomim even on Kodim Tzvuim. This Radago Ismaili mentions that in the name of the Ravon, in the name of Rabbi Nisimchat. And the Ramban sheet is like that. The Ramban sheet is also like that. So there are three Rishayim who say that if a woman found a kesem on her undergarment, but it's colored, it's not white, so then she has all the Bible, she has to count Zayinikim. But Gemara mentions Amgodim Tzvuim, there is no Amgodim Tzvuim, there is no Issa of Ksomim, that's like Rabbi Taras. In other words, Nida has two aspects. Nida has two aspects. One aspect of Nida is Tume. In other words, Nida is another Tume. Her Mishka Bemeshav is Mitame. Her Mayones Amitame is another Tume, just as Zav is another Tume. So, Nida is another Tume. That's the aspect of Tume. And then, Nida has an aspect of Israel. She has all the violence and it's a chorus. So when the Chachomim were misaki Ksomim, so the Omisaki called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kinderreiseticket, generally. But sometimes there are exceptions. So just as the need of the Reise has both aspects, so the need of the Rabbonon of Al-Diksomim also has both aspects. So the Shite of the Ravon and the Ramban, Rav Nisimcha, is that in regard to a kesel that is an Godim Tzvuim, so the Chachomim did not apply the Tume aspect. I'm Godim Tzvuim. Because I'm Godim Tzvuim, sometimes it's not easy to determine the color, sometimes it's not easy. Of course, if the Beget Tzavua is green or blue, and then you find red on an undergarment, that is, on a garment that is blue or green, so then it's easy to determine. But suppose the garment is yellow, brown, and then it's not easy to determine red on a brown garment or on a yellow garment, even on a yellow garment. So because of that, according to Rabbi Simcha, and Ravon and Ramban, the Chachomim did not apply the aspect of Tume to God Mitzvah. Mashein came vis-a-vis the Bible, so then even I'm God Mitzvah in this Nisa. So Mimele, so the Dogum Vova says, Mo'ani shom yiviyu shum chilik, ובגרס מיימים פרק תסמוך הסורבי, יסבוף כוסה בשם רבי שמחה, ובשם רבון, שלא יאמרו בגמור את הבזל, ניתאי רבגת, שלא ניתא מתארס, אבל נאישות מיו לביו, אפילו נמצא בבית נסבין, וכיו שגם רמב"ן מחמיר, כיווי הבבס יוסף, כושר לא הוקיר נגד שלישו חמור היה. אבל, תסת פסק את רמור. So that is me against Ramon. Why does Ramon mention an eitz? All right, we are making like the others. But mention an eitz when according to three rishonim, she is a leader with Rabbanon, that's all the Bible. How come? I mean, that's his cash. All right, it's not. So Ramon doesn't pass like these three rishonim. He passes like all the other rishonim. Anyway, now, this halacha, that so there are, we see that there are three situations where the Issa of Ksomim doesn't apply. Even if we know that it's a result of a slight menstrual flow. It came from the mother. So one situation is where it doesn't tell the size, degrees we ate. Another situation is I'm going to rain, so I mean according to most Hashem. And the third situation is where it was found on something that is not Mikabotom. Now, what's the relevance? Why the Chachomim say that if it was found on something that is not Mikabotom, so then there is no use of something. Bishleim, if it's less than Greece, we understand. Because in those days, in the days of the Tanoim, when the Chachomim were Misakim, the Takone of Ksomim, it was very likely that it was a result of damachilas, rather than menstrual flow. And God in Tzivim, we also understand, because many times it's hard to determine. So maybe the Chachomim didn't apply the Takonim. But don't become, what's the relevance of any Mikabotumeh? The answer is this. Because Nida has two aspects. It has an aspect of Tumeh, it has an aspect of Tumen, it has an aspect of Issa Lebailo. So Mele, when the Chachomim were Misaki, Ksomim, so-called the Tikkun Rabbonik and the Reis Tikkun, they also were Misaki in both aspects. Now, as far as the aspect of Tumen is concerned, it makes very good sense not to apply it to a Dovo, to a Beged that is not becoming Tumen. So he begged that it's not a kavutum. In other words, that means, I mean, it's not a simple shaila. I mean, the shaila is rare. I mean, it explains the shaila. Suppose the kesem was found, let's say, on a plastic garment, on a rayon garment. I mean, so these are not in kavutum. I mean, it's new godim. I mean, it's not in kavutum. Let's say linen or wool. I mean, or cotton. All right, it's in kavutum. But how about these new meaning, like plastic or rayon? So that means that she is not a soul bio. Why did the Chachomim exclude? Why did the Chachomim exclude these godim? I mean, that Allah become tume from the Takone, because since Nida has two aspects, an aspect of tume and an aspect of Yisair. As far as the aspect of tume is concerned, so it's very reasonable as to why, if the kesem is found, let's say, an Iranian, assuming that Iranian is not mekabel tume, as to why ligabi tares is not meyor, because it cannot be mekabel tume. It cannot be mekabel tume. So mele, it doesn't apply to bialim. And I suppose that the rishonim who say that al beget zavua, so she's still a soul libairo, it's not meyor litairis, but libairo, she's a soul. So you'll say the same thing ligabe a kesem that is nimtzo al dovar shein mikabutume. Because you see, the mechaber equates kesem shein nimtzo al dovar shein mikabutume with the kesem shein nimtzo al beget zavua. It's the hell. It's hell. So according to the Ravon, Rav Nisimcha and Ramban, so just as he kesem ani beget zavua, she's a soul bailo, so he kesem ani dovo, that is not mikabu tume, she's also a soul. All right, okay, we will it here. Can we finish now? All right, but you should go over that gemore, and we should finish Simen Kuf Tzadik. Simen Kuf Tzadik tomorrow.